Good morning. Glad to welcome you to our worship service this morning. And I want you to know we started exactly on time. That's pretty good. We are glad to welcome all of you, and I'm especially glad to welcome visitors and guests whom we have with us. We're glad you're here and hope that you'll come back and join us again. Don't forget that this afternoon we have the consecration service for Sarah Bowers right here at 5 o'clock. Hope to see all of you back again. It'll be a very special day, and we encourage you to come and join us as we celebrate. Also this week, we have music camp going on. Mr. Music Dude, would you like to say something about that? Don't go away. You started with us when you were in high school. Do you remember what grade you were?
I think I had just ended junior year. I was just starting senior.
Just starting to be a senior in high school. So you've been here how many years? How long did it take you to get through college?
I think I was here for like 6 years.
Yeah, you've been here a long time. And we so appreciate all your many gifts to us, as you've already seen from the congregation. But we have a small gift for you, a way to remember us. We have a line drawing of the congregation for you to hang on a wall somewhere as a way to remember. Actually, it's not of the congregation. That's the congregation. But of our building. And we hope you'll remember us and think of us fondly. And, of course, when you come back into town to visit your family, then there's a church you're supposed to come to. But we do wish you the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. Finally, this week we have been hosting Camp Gift, and you can see the staff of Camp Gift over here. Bill, do you want to say anything about all that? Thank you. So just so you get an idea of what goes on around here, 2 weeks ago we had Family Promise here all week. This week, past week we had Camp Gift here all week, and this coming week we have Music Camp here all week. Just kind of standard fare for a Redeemer. This is way cool. So we are glad you're here, and let us prepare for our worship. Please rise. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God, full of compassion and mercy, abounding in steadfast love. Amen. Trusting God's promise of forgiveness, let us confess our sin against God and one another. Eternal God, our Creator, in you we live and move and have our being. Look upon us, your children, the work of your hands. Forgive us all our offenses and cleanse us from proud thoughts and empty desires. By your grace, draw us near to you, our refuge and our strength. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Since we are justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit given to us. In the mercy of Almighty God, Christ died for us while we still were sinners. And for his sake, God forgives you all your sins. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. O God, eternal goodness, immeasurable love, you place your gifts before us. We eat and are satisfied. Fill us and this world in all its need with life that comes only from you, through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. You may be seated. Would the children please come forward? So I have an important question for you. What is your favorite food? Watermelon? Green peas? Strained carrots? Cheeseburgers. If you could eat a cheeseburger or peas or watermelon every day for the rest of your life, how would you be good about that? And chocolate, cheese, a cheeseburger with chocolate on it?
No.
No? That's nasty. Have you ever tried it?
No.
You might like it. No, you're not going to try that. I think a cheeseburger with chocolate, no, I guess not. So, or watermelon or peas, I heard. Yeah, favorite food. food? How about ice cream?
Yeah.
Ice cream with brownie in the middle? Yeah, that would be really good, wouldn't it? Yeah. And if you could eat that every day for the rest. You know what my favorite food is? I love shrimp. You ever had shrimp?
You,
well, I'm big on shrimp, okay? I'm not big on cheeseburgers. Do what? You're big on crab. Okay, well, I like shrimp. And there have been times, Miss Nan kind of rolls her eyes at me with this, there have been times when I've had shrimp for lunch, and it'd be time for supper, and she'll say, I was thinking shrimp, and I'll say, that sounds great to me. Just because I had it at lunch doesn't have anything to do with supper. You know? So sometimes when it's your favorite thing, it just, it helps you feel better inside, just to get that little touch of something good and something that you really want inside. And so we're thinking about that today because Jesus is talking about bread. You like bread? Yeah, bread's good too, isn't it? But he's not talking about the bread we eat. He's talking about that God sent Jesus here to feed our souls, to give us the things we need for living. And now you got to eat to live, but this is the part of us that Jesus feeds us in ways that our body needs, but it's not for food. It's a different kind of food, a spiritual food, you might say. And so you'll hear all kind of talk today about Jesus and bread and being the spiritual food, that food that we need. And what's even better is he says you can eat it all the time. Like I like to eat shrimp all the time. And you can eat watermelon all the time. Tell your mama you want watermelon every meal. Yeah. See how that goes. But Jesus feeds us. And we receive his love and his grace, and he's exactly the kind of food we need. So that's what I want you to remember today. Let's pray. Dear Jesus, thank you for being the food we need most. Continue to feed us with your love and grace. Amen. All right, go in peace and serve the Lord.
A reading from Exodus. The whole congregation of the Israelites complained against Moses and Aaron in the wilderness. The Israelites said to them, "If only we had died by the hand of the Lord in the land of Egypt, when we sat by the flesh pots and ate our fill of bread. For you have brought us out into this wilderness to kill us, this whole assembly, with hunger." Then the Lord said to Moses, "I'm going to rain bread from heaven for you, and each day the people shall go out and gather enough for that day. In that way I will test them, whether they will follow my instruction or not." Then Moses said to Aaron, "Say to the whole congregation of the Israelites, 'Draw near to the Lord, for he has heard your complaining.'" And as Aaron spoke to the whole congregation of the Israelites, they looked toward the wilderness, and the glory of the Lord appeared in the cloud. The Lord spoke to Moses and said, "I have heard the complaining of the Israelites. Say to them, 'At twilight you shall eat meat, and in the morning you shall have your fill of bread. Then you shall know that I am the Lord your God.' In the evening, quails came up and covered the camp, and in the morning there was a layer of dew around the camp. When the layer of dew lifted, there on the surface of the wilderness was a fine, flaky substance, as fine as frost on the ground. When the Israelites saw it, they said to one another, 'What is it?' For they didn't know what it was. Moses said to them, 'It is the bread of the Lord. The Lord has given you to eat.'" The word of the Lord.
Thank you.
from the mouth of God. Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 6th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
When the crowd saw that neither Jesus nor his disciples were beside the sea, they themselves got into the boats and went to Capernaum looking for Jesus. When they found him on the other side of the sea, they said to him, "Rabbi, when did you come here?" Jesus answered them, "Very truly, I tell you, you are looking for me not because you saw signs, but because you ate your fill of the loaves. Do not work for the food that perishes, but for the food that endures for eternal life, which the Son of Man will give you. For it is on him that God the Father has set his seal." Then they said to him, "What must we do to perform the works of God?" Jesus answered them, "This is the work of God, that you believe in him whom he has sent." So they said to him, "What sign are you going to give us then, so that we may see it and believe you? What work are you performing? Our ancestors ate the manna in the wilderness. As it is written, he gave them bread from heaven to eat." Then Jesus said to them, "Very truly I tell you, it was not Moses who gave you the bread from heaven, but it is my Father who gives you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is that which comes down from heaven and gives life to the world." They said to him, "Sir, give us this bread always." Jesus said to them, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Nine-year-old Joey was asked by his mother what he had learned in Sunday school that day. "Well, Mom," he said, "our teacher told us how God sent Moses behind enemy lines on a rescue mission to lead the Israelites out of Egypt. When he got to the Red Sea, he had his engineers build a pontoon bridge and all the people walked across safely. Then he used his walkie-talkie to radio headquarters for reinforcements. They sent bombers to blow up the bridge, and all the Israelites were saved." "Now, Joey," his mother asked, "is that really what your teacher taught you?" Joey looked downcast. "Well, no, Mom. But if I told it the way the teacher did, you'd never believe it." Sometimes Bible stories are hard to believe. And that may be especially true with our Old Testament reading today. For those of us who grew up with parents drumming it into our heads that money doesn't grow on trees, it's also kind of hard to imagine bread falling from the sky. And yet the Bible tells us there it was every morning. God's people were in need. Hurried, harried, on the run, in the wilderness, with no home and with no food, they were lost. It was so bad, in fact, that even their lives as slaves back in Egypt looked good to them. But these were God's people, and he hadn't forgotten them. God provided for them. In the evening, there were quails that came into the camp. And in the morning, when the dew lifted, the ground was covered by a fine, flaky substance. Moses said, "It is the bread the Lord has given you to eat." And so they ate the manna. And so God provided for them and for their hunger. And so they were filled. It's not much different today. Hurried, harried, on the run, in the wilderness, lost, with no home, is a pretty good description of many in our world. There's a hunger out there. In the midst of a world of hurt and pain, there's a hunger for love. In a world where nobody seems to care much about anything but themselves, there's a hunger for understanding. In the face of so much poverty and need, there's a hunger for justice. In the face of so much violence and suffering, there's a hunger for mercy. In a world of bad yesterdays, todays, and tomorrows, there's a hunger for hope. In a world torn by war and troubles and fears, there's a hunger for peace. In a world where wrong seems so pervasive, there's a hunger for grace. There's a hunger out there. God's people hunger for the food that only He can give. They hunger for manna. And the manna God sends, now hear this, the manna God sends is you. Gathered here, we are filled by God, and then He scatters us out across the surface of our communities to be food for those around us. He calls us to feed them with love and understanding. He calls us to give out mercy and hope. He calls us to fight for justice. He calls us to live sowing peace and grace for all. We are the manna that God has provided to His starving world. It's the bread that satisfies the deepest hunger. God sends you. A few weeks ago, our youth returned from the national gathering in Houston. And last Sunday evening, after church last Sunday, at the shareholders' dinner, we learned a little about their experience there and the many ways they were transformed by speakers and the service that they did and more. A few years ago, I was one of the adults that went along to the gathering when it was in New Orleans. The theme that year was Jesus, Justice, and Jazz. And it focused on calling us anew to service in God's name. It called us anew to make a difference in our world for good. When the ELCA presiding bishop preached at the worship service, he began by telling us that we were going to make history. Gathered there in the Superdome, we were going to be part of the largest wave that Lutherans had ever done. And then we did it, and this is how. He called one youth up to center stage. When that youth raised his hands, he was to say, Jesus. And then the front row would stand and do the same, and then the second row, and on and on and on to the very top of the Superdome. And then once the wave reached the top, those people were to say, Justice. And bring their arms down, and then row by row by row, all the way back to that one youth at the front. And then we did it. And it was amazing to see as the wave moved from front to top and back. And the point was clear. It all started with one person. Yet the ripples of that one person's action reached out across 30,000 people and now even to you. What one person does makes a difference. What each of us does makes a difference. The world is hungry. Go forth in God's name. Join the wave. Be the manna. Amen. Gathered as God's people, we confess our faith. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. With the whole people of God in Christ Jesus, let us pray for the church, those in need, and all of God's creation. Living Lord, we are hungry for you. Fill us with your bread. Give us zeal for living your way. Feed us with a faith that draws us closer to you. Lead us in lives eager to tell of your love so that all might come to know you. Lord, in your mercy, God of comfort, reach into our world with your peace and hope. So often it is easy for us to get discouraged or to feel lost amidst the many conflicts and demands of our lives. Abide with us, O Savior, and give us a greater trust in your strength. Lord, in your mercy. Compassionate Lord, comfort those struggling with any illness or difficulty, that they may know your healing presence. In your love, bless all in need, and especially those whom we remember before you. Lord, in your mercy, Almighty God, send us now. Send us to feed your world, not just with bread, but also with love and justice, with mercy and grace. Unite us as your children, loving each other because we are loved by you. Lord, in your mercy, into your hands, gracious God, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you always.
And also with you.
Let us share God's peace.
Let us pray. Merciful God,
you open wide your hand and satisfy the need of every living thing. You have set this feast before us. Open our hands to receive it. Open our hearts to embrace it.
Open our lives to live it.
We pray this through Christ our Lord. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior Jesus Christ, who on this day overcame death and the grave, and by his glorious resurrection open to us the way of everlasting life. And so with all the choirs of angels, with the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. The night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread and gave thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." Again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not. The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace.
Amen.
Let us pray. Jesus Christ, host of this meal, you have given us not only this bread and cup, but your very self, that we may feast on your great love. Filled again by these signs of your grace, may we hunger for your reign of justice. May we thirst for the way of peace. For you are Lord forevermore. Amen.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord's face shine upon you with grace and mercy. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace.
Amen. Amen.